Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 611 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we have a great question from Michael. But before we get to Michael's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor. This episode is brought to you by ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is an advanced email marketing, marketing automation and sales CRM platform that features a simple and easy-to-use interface. Visit activecampaign.com/askpat and see firsthand how an integrated automated marketing and sales platform can revolutionize your promotional efforts. Sign up now for a 14-day trial. No credit card needed, no training fees, no contract. Pricing is accessible to any business size. Again, that's activecampaign.com/askpat. All right, now let's get to today's question from Michael.
Hey, Pat. My name is Michael Hall. I run a filmmaking blog over at showhawk.com. And recently, I listened to episode 31 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, where you talked about being the director of web and social media for the film Crooked Arrows. Now, I wanted to get your opinion on building an audience for a film and building an audience long-term for the production company. Do you think that we as filmmakers need to build an audience specifically for each film that we create if we're creating films in different genres? So say they did a follow-up movie to Crooked Arrows that was in a different genre, say it's a cowboy western film. Can you reuse the audience that you built specifically for Crooked Arrows, or would you have to go out and build a completely new audience? Thanks so much, Pat. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Michael, what's up? Thank you so much for the question and bringing me back, because that was a long time ago, episode 31. For those of you who might not remember that episode or you've never listened to that episode, this is episode 31 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. You can actually go to it directly at smartpassiveincome.com/session31. And in that episode, I talk about a story really quick about how a producer for a movie found me through iTunes by listening to my podcast and reached out to me and asked me to help out with an independent movie that he had filmed and worked on, and to be the head of web and social media and all that great stuff. And it was an independent movie called Crooked Arrows. It was pretty much like a Mighty Ducks movie, like the hockey one, but for the sport of lacrosse. And it was really interesting. I actually got to go to Boston for the premiere and to film and all this stuff. I was actually an extra in the background in some of the crowd scenes, and I met some movie stars. It was a cool experience. But to your question, Michael, do filmmakers need to create a new presence or a new brand essentially for every film? And I would say yes, absolutely, because especially if it's in different genres, because you want each movie to have its own set of fans. Now, that's not to say that the fans have to be completely separate, meaning fans will cross over if they like the company, the actors, if wherever they're going to follow what they like, and they will subscribe to new Twitter accounts. They will like new Facebook pages for new movies. If there's some sort of incentive there for them to do that, if there's an actor that they like, if they like the movie that the producing company or the director had done. Again, you want to create different brands because different movies have different communities. And when you get the communities together, great things can happen. They become evangelists, ambassadors for the brand, and they can together connect. And when, like I've talked about many times before, when building raving fans for something, you want those communities to connect with each other and feel like they're a part of something special and something unique. This is why people who, I'm just going to pull out an example here just because I got back from Disneyland recently. My wife ran the Tinkerbell half marathon through Disneyland for Mother's Day, actually, which was really cool. So proud of her for doing that. Again, this is like the third time and she's great. But for example, people who like Disney films also like Pixar films, but you know, there's different communities for each of those films. There's pages dedicated to Inside Out. There's pages dedicated to Frozen. There's pages dedicated to Zootopia. And those are each different brands. And I think that's a smart way to go about it because they are treated differently. There's different marketing materials for each. And of course, there's different people who work on those things. But as you might know with Zootopia, it says from the producers of Frozen. So one movie could lead a number of fans into another one. That's why it's always great to have a second product come out or a second film come out or a second book come out, because you're automatically going to have a number of viewers or followers or readers or listeners for that second thing if they enjoyed your first thing. No matter what genre that second thing is, some people are going to just cross over anyway. So yes, I would definitely create a new brand, a new page, a new web presence for each film, but you definitely want to have some crossover too, and you can reuse the audience for each of those different things if they want to. You just want to give them that opportunity, but again, like I said, you want those communities for each of those films to be centralized for sure. All right, thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it, and keep me posted. I'm very interested in film and movie and all that sort of stuff. I've been a producer for a couple films just randomly, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy sort of being on the sidelines and just watching things happen in Hollywood and in indie filmmaking. It's really cool. So thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and thank you again to everybody who has asked questions. You guys are asking great questions, so keep them coming. Head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask questions right there on that page. And if you get featured like Michael did today, I'll send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for free. So, Michael, you're going to hear from my assistant Jessica in the next couple weeks so we can collect that information of yours and send that to you free of charge. I also want to just thank all of you out there just for being awesome and listening in. I appreciate it. Now, here's a quote to finish off the day by Andrew Davis, and he says, "Content builds relationships. Relationships are built on trust. Trust drives revenue." Couldn't agree with you more. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.